here at SDC Sheffield. And if you're a guest or a visitor here tonight, it's really great to see you. It's really great to have you here, and you're really welcome. To give a bit of context for those of you that don't know me, as I said, I'm part of the staff team here, and I lead an Eden team over in the north of Sheffield in a beautiful little place called Firvale. I've lived there for getting on for 5 years now, and at its heart, Eden is really about moving into deprived communities and seeking to bring transformation from the inside out. So we're trying to build community, we're trying to share the gospel, and we're trying to raise up young people to get involved in the amazing stuff God's doing in the area. So tonight I'm just going to share a really brief reflection from the passage, which should appear on the screen in a minute, which is John 3:16 and 17. And the theme that I want us to think about tonight is love. So today is the 14th of February. It's Ash Wednesday, which is why we're all here, but today is also Valentine's Day. People all over the world, more than any other day of the year, today are talking about love. Cards with slightly dubious poems are being written. chocolates and flowers bought, enormous teddy bears are being bought, and it's all in the name of love. I don't know what your experience of Valentine's Day over the past few years has been. When I was in school, kids used to send Valentine's cards to people that they liked to declare their love. And to be honest, the worst thing that could happen would be that that person would turn out to not like them back. It might be a couple of days of awkward embarrassment and trying to avoid that person, but the love expressed on Valentine's Day was all fairly low risk. But Valentine's Day reveals something to us about the longing of the world to love and to be loved. It's a longing that we all have, and that's natural because God, who is love, has made us for love. But God's love is different. God's love is not a Valentine's Day kind of love. In this passage, which I'm going to read in the NIV version, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And when I read this verse, what stands out to me is that God's love is not a low-risk kind of love. God's love is a massive risk. It's incredibly high risk. God's love is so great that he would give the thing that's most precious to him in the whole world, his one and only Son, that we might have eternal life and that we might not perish. And he took the risk with absolutely no guarantee that he would ever kind of get any return on that love, that we would ever respond. In fact, in Romans chapter 5, it says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That while we were choosing to turn our back on God and to walk away, Jesus was choosing to walk the way to the cross and choosing to love us. And it was a risk that cost him everything he had, but it was a risk that changed the world and changed the course of eternity. And I don't know about you, but if I'm honest with myself, this kind of love seems a million miles away from the kind of love that I naturally have. My default position is not to give of myself entirely, to entirely give myself up, and especially not if I've not got a guarantee that I'm going to get something back from that love. It's much easier to stay comfortable, to just love people that love me back, and to not have to risk anything. My default position, left to my own devices, is that I don't take risks. But when God's love takes hold of our lives, it changes us and it empowers us to take risks. The relentless love of God led Jesus to give himself up, even to death on a cross for us. And when we let that same love take hold of our lives, it will lead us to give ourselves up to. It will lead us to places that we never thought that we'd end up. And it's only his love that could do that. There's a line in a song by Hillsong called Oceans that we sang here on Sunday night that says, "Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander." I'll just say it again. "Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander." And that's what happens when God's love takes over. So when I first moved to Sheffield, I definitely didn't plan on ending up in Furvale. I never thought I'd be there. I definitely never thought I'd be leading the Eden team. It's way, way, way deeper than my feet would ever naturally wander. Were it not for God's love empowering me to take that risk, there's just no way that I would have ever wandered there by myself. Because by myself, I can't do it. But God's love empowers us to do what we could never do by ourselves. He enables us to take risks that will change the world like he did and change the course of eternity. And the truth is that we can never be truly satisfied until we let that extravagant love of God take hold of us like that and lead us to risk. It's who he's designed us to be. And when we're not allowing that love to change us and to empower us, we're missing a part of who we are. But we also have to remain in his love. We have to keep remaining in his love because apart from him, we can do nothing. He tells us that. Jesus could only take these massive risks that he took and give up himself because he chose to remain in his Father's love. That's what he was doing in those 40 days in the wilderness. He was choosing to learn to depend fully on his Father and to remain in his love. And so what does it mean for us? Well, this Lent, I believe that God just simply wants to offer us that same invitation to come and learn what it means to remain in his love, to learn what it means to fully depend on him during these next 40 or so days. And that will empower us to go out with a love that is high risk and that will change the world. So tonight, as we receive a sign of the cross in ash on our foreheads in a minute, the ash is a reminder that we are like dust, that we are weak, that we cannot do what God is calling us to do by ourselves. But the cross is a reminder that through Jesus' death and resurrection, he is the one that empowers us to take those risks. He's given us full access to our Father, and he's given us the possibility to be able to remain in his love that will then enable us to risk. So that's what we're doing here tonight. We're remembering that we can't do it by ourselves, but that the cross means that we are empowered to take risks. So I'm just going to pray for us as we finish. Father, thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only son, that you took a massive risk with no guarantee that you would ever get a return on that, that you gave up yourself. We recognize tonight that we cannot do this by ourselves. We're weak. But we thank you for the cross that you empower us. And at the start of Lent, we choose to remain in your love. And it's only that love that will empower us to take risks that will change the world. Amen.